We're in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnayis Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey. Ketzad Riyas Habayis. How is the process of the Kohen coming to see the house where they suspected that there is a Neged Saras? So the Mishnah says, Uvoa Shirlo Habayis, the one who owns the house comes, Vihigi La Kohen Limor, and he says to the Kohen, saying, Kenegir Nirli Baboyis. This is the way the Torah speaks out. The Psukim speak out. Kenegir Nirli Baboyis. Like a nega, it seems to me in the house. It seems to me there's a nega in the house. Even if the inhabitant of the house is a big Talmud Chacham, and he knows he's an expert in the Goyim, and he knows that it definitely is a Nega. La Yigzu Yovi Yomar Nega Nirali Babayis. He can't decree and say to the Kohen, a Nega appeared to me in the house, Nega Nirali Babayis. Elokin Nega Nirali Babayis. But rather, like a Nega, it appeared to me in the house. So the Baal Tosfos Yom Tov gets involved with this and says that Afilu Talmud Chacham Yodea the Eno Yodea Mehechi Tese Shiyomer Negen Nirli V'lo Yoda. If he's not familiar with the concept of Negoyim, where is he going to get the wherewithal to say I have a Nega in the house? Vim Tomar Loma Asra HaTorah Melomar Nega. Why did the Torah asur him from saying, I have a nega in the house? He has to say, Kun nega libabayis. So, Vahalo Achiyomer HaKohen Tomei Adayin Ein Kantum, until the Kohen comes and paskins, there is no tum. Only the Kohen can create tum by Negoyim. Can it stand Reish Perek Gimel? And we said in the beginning of Reish Perek Gimel, V'ra'am, that's Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, Kosa B'Shem Rabosov. The Mizrahi is one of the great commentaries, very lengthy and complex commentary on Rashi and Chumash. The Kevin de B'diburo Lo Yuchal Lishpot. Since his Dibur will not enable him to judge, Liolomar B'Lishon Boro, he shouldn't say it in definitive fashion. Al Devar Amram, in the according to what Chazal have always told us, Ulamad Lishon Cholomer Eni Yodea. A person should teach his tongue to say, I don't know. No one should jump in to say things that he might be wrong about. Rather, Lamad Lishon Cholomer Eni Yodea. I don't know. He says that's what the Torah is telling us over here. But even if he's a big Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't say it. He's not allowed to say it. V'linira, the Tosfos Yom Tov himself says, "Mibderech Eretz should surik linhog im makohen." That it's simply a matter the Torah is teaching us derech Eretz, that since the Kohen has to come, he shouldn't say anything that takes away from the kavod of the Kohen. Let the Kohen come and make this decision. Inami, or another answer the Tosfos Yom Tov says in his own. That it might, in other words, if he comes to the Kohen and he says, and he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows Negali Babayis, it might influence the Kohen unwantedly, or unwarrantly, without warrant, to come and rush over and tell me the house. Whereas if he didn't hear that, perhaps he wouldn't find it to be a tzoras. So v'tzivah ha-kohen, so he comes to the Kohen and he tells the Kohen k'negelu b'bayis, and the Kohen commands ufinu es habayis, and everything should be taken out of the house. V'afilu, there are two lines that are in parentheses, I'm going to skip those. V'afilu chavili eitzim, even bundles of wood. Afilu chavili konim, even bundles of straw, of reeds, of konim, of reeds. Divi Reb Yehuda. Now these are things that are not makabel tum. Nevertheless, the way they learn Rabbi Yehuda, that it's halacha that they simply have to make an effort to clean out the house, sort of a tircha on the Baal HaBayis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Esekul Lefino, the Rav and the Rav is a bitnia. Is Rinvchi Lasikul Lefano Sabayis Uchvu Hakosuv? Is the Torah just telling us to put work on the Baal HaBayis, that you have to take out things that aren't mekabel tuma? Shetom askiku lefanos devorim she'ein mekabelim tuma. Al korcha lo bo hakosov ledrosh ela kamosh doresh Reb Meir she'atorah chosel amamono shel Yisrael. The only thing the Torah is trying to say is that show that it's concerned about the moment of Yisrael, and these are things that are not mekabel tuma. The Feres Yisrael has a slightly different approach over here. Now again, the Tiferes Yisrael is being very, very creative here, and so I think it's more chiddush than, I don't know, a real pshat. But he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after b'shor duchdi ein mekablim tuma, these items, the konim and the eitzim, are certainly bundles of plain wood, creates the not mekabel tuma. Hocha here, this is the chiddush that he comes up with. Gezeris hamelachu sheyistamu. That even though everywhere else in Hilchas Tuma and Tara, these things aren't mekabel tuma, here by nigei botim, these things are mekabel tuma. It's gezeris hamelach. Hashem decrees. The lo adif mi habayis atzmo shu mechuber shein mekabel tuma. The bias is mechuber also, and in other areas of tuma, tara bias, that's which is mechuber l'karka, ground is in mekabel tuma, b'shem makom. Now, so that's what he says, and then Reb Shimon comes along, and it's not a bit me up. Reb Shimon says, Omer Esek hu lepinoi. Reb Shimon argues with him on his chiddush. This is still the first pulig of Bahod the Rabbi Yehuda. Shri lohochi matzvi kul lefanos avile etzim konim yistamu. Reb Shimon relay lo mishum tuma. Raga kurish brochut sivo she is asek viatriach. It's asmul fenosam ugziris amelachu. Lahatricho to give him more work. So the again, he's being original in Reb Shimon also. He's not going like the Rav. Reb Yehuda could learn the way the Rav and other Rishonim could learn the way the Feres Yisrael learns Reb Shimon. Remember, the Feres Yisrael learns Reb Yehuda that there's Tuma, and for that reason he's kicked about, and he says, Reb Shimon says, no, there's no Tuma. It's like everywhere else, there's no Tuma. But it's Gzeres HaMelech, that he has to be matriach, he has to take these things out of the house. So they can learn Rabbi Yehuda the way that Feres Yisrael learns Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yehuda says gezeiras hamelech, not that they become tamei, but that they have to be taken out of the house. And Shimon, and according to them, Rabbi Shimon is bitten. What's the reason? There's no reason for it. And here Reb Shimon says there is a reason to take it out, even though they're not mekabel tuma. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda according to the Feres Yisrael's pshat, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the arm mekabel tuma here in this instance, just as the house is mekabel tuma, even though it's attached to the ground. And so Rabbi Shimon says it's just because there is some milk that they have to be taken out. Where Esekhu Lefinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Baal HaBayis to make an effort to take things out of the house. So I'm a Rabbi Meir. V'chi ma mitamalo. What's going to become tummy in the house? Im tomar kli eitzav ubegodov umatchosav. His wooden utensils are actual utensils. They have a base kibul. They hold things. Ubegodov, his garments, which are utensils, which are mekabel tuma. Umatchosav, or his metal utensils. So there's not a big deal. There's nothing revocable over here. Matbilon vehein tohorim. Bring them to the mikveh and immerse them in the mikveh in the Torah. Mechos haTorah. What was the Torah concerned about? What did the Torah have compassion over here? Al kli charso. Kli cheres. Earthenware utensils. The cheapest of utensils cannot become Torah in a mikveh. they have to be smashed. They're, once they become tamei, they have to be smashed. So what is the Torah concerned about? Akli Charso, the Torah tells us, take out those things which you won't be able to save later on by taking them to the mikvah. Akli Charso, your Kli Cheres, his Kli Cheres. V'apacho, his little jars. V'altfoyo, the Rav has two perushim, one with a tuf and one with a tes. The Mishnah, we have a tes. He says, tufav is the language of Ofe, Mokum Sho'ofe u'mavashul bo kedei roso, like a small movable oven which he cooks and bakes his meals there. V'yeshtvur m'shagorsim tifyo b'tes v'hu kli cheres kotem yod. It's very small, extremely small earthenware utensil. Shein hamashke yodse himeno ela tif tif. That's what tifyo. Tif tif tif. Drop by drop. All these things cannot be cleansed in the mikvah. So when his little kli cheres, a pach of al tefoyo, this little thing that only is so, its entrance, its mouth is so small, things get, water, liquids can only come out drop by drop. So Rabbi Meir goes on. There's a very famous medrash. Im kach chosa Torah al mamonu habozui. And this is the source that the Torah is chos amamono shel Yisrael. The Torah has compassion over a Jewish person's money. Imkin chos haTorah al mamono habozuim. If the Torah has compassion for his most least important, most bozui, the most, the cheapest, the most unimportant of his money, of his property. Kavol chomer al mamono hachoviv. How much more so the Torah has compassion on his valuable property. Imkach amamano, and if the Torah has compassion on his property, kalvachomer al nefesh banu v'nosov, how much more so on the soul, the lives of his sons and his daughters. Imkach al shel rosha. Now we're dealing with a rosh, person who spoke lashon hara. That's why the he has negus in his house. Kal v'chomer al shel tzaddik. How much more so on the property and the lives of the family of a tzaddik. The Tosfos Yomta brings down a beautiful Rambam over here. V'zeh lashon haRambam. This is the language of the Rambam. Shriyas hatzaras hanizgeres b'torah. Roshuhu bavur lashon hara. Chazal tell us that this is because of lashon hara, because of speaking badly about someone else, even if it's true. He parade min ha'anoshim yarchiko so mehezik lashonom. When he separates himself socially from some other from other people, and they admonish him, they move themselves away from him because of the damage this person does. That's natural that people keep away from a person who causes harm to other people. But the Torah now takes an effect. V'yaschilu v'veso, and the Torah begins with his house. V'imchozabar, so maybe the first kipurei ben amonashim, the Torah gives him a plague that will separate him from people and keep him away from people from being harming them with his language. It's talking about the Torah itself, not the natural social social segregation, but rather the Torah wants to keep him away from other people, so he can't harm them with his language. So the Torah begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins, min hashamayim yaschilu bebeso. They'll begin with his house. V'imchozer bo mutav. If he does tshuva after he has neg in his house, good. V'im lav ubo b'matzos. Then it'll come into his the items which he lies on, his bedding. B'chol meleches or. Used to, the beds were usually made with of leather. So all the handiwork of leather. Chozer bo mutav, im lav, and if not, yavo bibegadim. Then he'll go into his other garments, the garments of tzemer and rochel that he wears, of tzemer, rochel, and pishtim that he wears. Im lo chozer bo adayin, if he does still hasn't done tshuva, yavo lagufo v'al or bisoro. It'll come into his body, and on the flesh of his skin. B'zeh al derech ha-musur v'hetochochos, the Rambam says. This is a form of musur, of admonition and rebuke from Shemayim. Halo tireh, don't you see, shehem devorim bilti tivim, that all the matters we're discussing in this Masechta are things that are not natural at all, that doesn't relate to any natural disease. Ve'enem chaloim tivim b'shimponim, and they're not natural diseases in any aspect. V'shabagodim v'habatim heim chomer domim. Clothing and houses are a chomer that's called domim, that means they never were alive, don't speak. Four categories: domim, someach, that like rocks and stone and brick and material. Domim, someach, that which grows from the ground. Chai, animal life. And midabir, in human life. So this is the bottom. Domim is something that's not alive. Hem chomer domim. Shelo yikra behem tsaras. They're not prone to tsaras. So the Ella b'kriyas haTorah ella dimyon. But this is what the Torah is giving us an example of what happens. Asher zerchan, as we mentioned. V'chein nigi adam, the plagues on an adam. Tirish yosim hanisokim tsaras, little patches of area where the hair falls out, as the Rambam explained, nisokim, where the hair falls out is tsaras. V'choli anikra choli hashul, it's called choli hashul. V'yitar tsaras kasher hafa kula lovin. But Torah is mitahir tsaras when the whole body turns white. Now that's hutachlis hatsaras. That's when it's at its worst stage, when it spreads over his entire body. V'hayosir gadolah v'yosir chazaka. It's strongest and it's most powerful if it's an illness. But that's when the Torah says he's tahar, the opposite of nature. V'yodam hem inyonim torim v'mashe zorchana. But these are rather toridika matters, as we mentioned. V'lezeh Hashorish nikra rasha. On this basis, that's why the Mishnah calls the person whose house is now has a nega tsaras, he's called a rasha, because this is a punishment, a tochach and musar min hashamayim, to get him back on the right track. That's Mishnah Hey, Mishnah Vav. Now, when the Kohen comes, we're going still on the theme of the first Mishnah, Ketzav Yisabayis. The Kohen, after he sees this house, he doesn't go home and think it over. He enters his own house in Maskir and says paskins from his own house that it's Musker. V'lo b'tocha bayish ha-nega b'socho Maskir. Nor does he stand in the house which the nega inside, and he's Maskir, and he gives psak inside the house. Elo omed al pesach ha-bayish Shahanega Bisochu Mazgir. He stands rather right outside the door of the house in which there is the Nega, and then he's Mazgir. It says the house has to be watched now. Shanemar Biyotza Koimin Abayas, Al Pesach Abayas, a Koim leaves the house, but just to the door of the house. Vihizkir is Abayas Shivas Yomim, and he's Mazgir the Bayas for 7 days. And he comes back at the end of that first week, at the end of 7 days, and he sees if the nega has spread. Now, still the Mishnah hasn't mentioned, but the nega of Batim is, again, like Nigei Begodim, is the Adamdam and Yurakrak, is this very, very deep red, very deep green, this time in the walls of the houses. So and he sees if the nega has spread at the end of 1 week. If it's spread, he has them scrape away the stones, actually remove the stones, totally remove, like chalitza, moving the shum. They remove the stones which have the nega. which have the plague in them, v'yishlichos esen michutz l'ir el makom tamein, and they throw it out of the city to a place where they would keep tamedika things in the city. And Mefarshim point out, this is any city, even if it's not a walled city, which has a degree of kedusha, it's removed from the city, even from a small unwalled town. El makom tamein. V'lochachu avonim acheros. And they take other stones and they put them in place of the stones that were removed. They offer achr yikach, and it takes other dirt from the, because with the stones removed, some of the dirt that surrounded the stones, the offer is also removed. And now they use like a whitewash, a mud. It can't be sid, and we'll see that in a moment. And again, he plasters the house there. He can't take the replacement stones, which he's replacing, that the stones that were removed with, can't come from the other part of the house. Lo offer mitzadzeh, nor dirt from one part of the house to the other part of the house. Below sid mikol mokom, sid is lime, but it's melted, melted limestone, which was used as a whitewash, but that they can't use. Lo sid mikom makom. Now, mikom makom doesn't mean from every, but it means from mishum makom. And the Tosfos Yomtov brings out an interesting insight, because we say this every night. Velo yochol chamaso, Hashem does not arouse. We usually think all is anger, but he says no. You hear mikom makom perish mishum makom, from any place. The Maharam, Umatsono Kain Biksuvim, we find this in scripture, and we use it in the scripture in Davening and Mariv. V'lo Yul Kol Chamaso should be translated, he does not arouse Shum Chamaso, any anger at all. The Hilim Ayin Ches is from Hilim Ayin Ches. Now, so the so limestone can't be used at all. So Ein Mevi Lo Achas Tachashtayim. If two stones were removed, you can't replace them with one big stone. Lo shtayim tachasachas. And if one stone was removed, you can't replace it with two stones. Element mevi shtayim tachashtayim. You can replace two stones with two stones. Tachasholosh tachasarb. You can replace three stones with two stones, and four stones with two stones. Then the Mishnah continues. With the following statement, another statement. Now we learned out Torah Chosam Mamono Shel Chavero, and Mikan Amru Oyla Rosha. Again, we're calling the person with the Nega Tzaras in his house. And Amru Oyla Rosha Oyla Shcheino. Woe to the Rosha, and woe to his neighbor, because we're talking about a case where his wall. It's like a what do they call those townhouses, where one house is right next to the other, so they share a common wall. So shnehem cholsim. So if even though the nega only appears in his side of the wall, the neighbor has to come in, and together they have to remove the stones with the nega. Shnehem kotsim. Kotsim, here's the language of peeling away some of the area around the surrounding stones, also just peeling away. Shnehim avim eswavonim. They both bring the replacement stones. Aval hulavado, but the person with the negatzras in the inside of his wall, hulavado mevi esa offer. He alone brings the dirt. Shneimar, the offer acher yikach. He takes in the singular, the tochas abayis, and he smears the house there. Ve'ein chaveru metapeli mo b'ticho. His neighbor doesn't get involved with him, help him in the smearing process with the as clean dirt is smeared on the wall. See what happens, transpires after that. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav.